Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
SAP said Thursday that it would once again offer customers a choice of application support tiers, in a stunning reversal of a decision that had rankled many customers worldwide. In 2008, SAP announced that customers would be transitioned to a fuller-featured but pricier enterprise support service. But Thursday, the company said a lower-priced standard support option would now also be offered. SAP also said that a planned incremental price increase for existing enterprise support contracts would not occur this year. Current enterprise support customers will have the option of moving down to standard support once their existing contracts expire, and vice versa. Intel on Thursday reported $2.3 billion US in profit for the fourth quarter of 2009, in a strong financial showing driven by an increase in spending on PC and server chips. Net income rose 875% compared to the $234 million the company reported in the same quarter last year. Looking ahead, Intel expects revenue for the first quarter of 2010 to be $9.7 billion, plus or minus $400 million. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company plans to hire more than 3,000 people this year as it expands chip production capacity and develops advanced new manufacturing technologies. The world's largest contract chip maker said it's most eager for chip production engineers and researchers. The company's recruitment drive begins today. TSMC is considered a technology industry bellwether for its size and the range of devices for which it makes chips. Its new hiring plan indicates the global technology industry continues to recover from the global recession, which caused widespread layoffs in 2009. Microsoft Windows executive Bill Vaite is leaving the company not long after one of his peers was chosen to run the Windows division. Vaite, who serves as senior vice president of Windows, has been with Microsoft for 19 years. He'll leave the company at the end of the month, according to a note that Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer sent to employees. Ballmer said that after holding a variety of roles at Microsoft, Vaite has decided he wants to lead a company in a more end-to-end fashion. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.